So there you go. Well, by the way, we've had the story this morning. Early voting has already started.
Yes.
Started about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see on our website where all the early voting places are. I think the story is very important, especially if you live in College Station and you want to vote on those city charter things. And you really kind of should want to do that because that is what runs the city. Those are the guidelines for the city. And so they kind of want to update them a little bit. And you probably want to read those before you go in.
One of those is having to do with the recall, is it not?
Yes, it is. The way that members of the elected body would be recalled. And so if you'd like to maybe read those ahead of time, it'd make your stay there a lot easier. And once again, like they said, once you punch the button, it's cast. You can't change it. If you want to, you would pull out and ask the election judge to cancel that, and you could start over. But best for you to just read it before you go. Now, among the other things that you might choose to vote for would be President of the United States. You'll have that opportunity. Well, we thought we would give you an opportunity to find out some the way other people are seeing the race so that you could get some endorsements, wanted or unwanted. The first one on the list.
Why are we going into this with a great deal of trepidation?
Well, again, the first one that they have is the endorsement of Honey Boo Boo. Okay.
Oh, well, thank heavens we have Honey Boo Boo's endorsement.
It's going to be, you know, like 15 years before she can even vote anyway. And her mother, who basically, as Daniel Tosh calls her, a human thumb, if you look at her.
Oh, yeah. Without question.
Yeah. There you go.
There's a picture going around of her. Sorry, just real quick.
Of who?
Of Honey Boo Boo's mama.
Really?
And it says, here's a reality check. Honey Boo Boo's mama has a boyfriend and you're still single.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
Made me sad.
Yeah. Yeah. President.
That's a little overshare, Kat.
Yeah. President Obama would be Honey Boo Boo's choice.
Well, there's a shocker.
Yeah. Donald Trump says Mitt Romney should be the guy. Fidel Castro's daughter has endorsed Barack Obama.
What does that say?
Major League Baseball pitcher John Rocker says that he's for Mitt Romney. Okay.
Interesting.
George W. Bush is for Mitt Romney. That could be.
That's a big shocker.
It is.
Only because he didn't want to get run out of town on a rail.
That's right. Snooki wants Donald Trump. I guess she didn't hear. He's not. Yeah. Hugo Chavez is, he says Obama ought to be the guy. Kim Kardashian says it should be Obama. So there you go. So if you want to vote like Kim Kardashian or Hugo Chavez or Fidel Castro's daughter or Honey Boo Boo, if she could vote, they're your presidential choices. So,
thank you.
Trying to help you out. I know that you need that. You need to have that stuff.
We needed that hand-holding.
Sure. When officials busted into an abandoned warehouse in Dover, New Jersey, they discovered an unusual counterfeiting operation. Not your luxury goods, not money, no. In fact, what they were doing is, they found abandoned Heinz tomato ketchup counterfeiting merchandise.
They're making fake ketchup?
Making fake Heinz ketchup.
It's not fancy.
No. Ketchup was real, but the labels on the bottles were fraud, so there you go. How much more money can you make? You know what I'm saying?
I'm guessing a couple bucks if I had to guess.
Real lucrative trade.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you got to move a lot of bottles to make that a worthwhile thing, but, nonetheless, so you got that going. Oh, it's a Jesus sighting. We have a Jesus sighting this morning.
Yippee!
Yep. An atheist was more than a little surprised when he found Jesus behind the refrigerator. Kenny Edington.
Made out of what?
Mold.
I don't care if it rains or freezes as long as I got my plastic Jesus.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. It was a patch of mold that looks like Jesus. The unemployed 27-year-old atheist posted the picture on Facebook. Look what I found on a moldy wall. So, there you go. Wonder what that'll do to him.
I was going to say, so I wonder if he believes now.
Yeah, that's his epiphany right there. So, yeah. Hey, so have you seen this this Brad Pitt ad for Chanel?
Uh-uh.
Nope.
Okay. Brad Pitt doing the long hair thing, okay? He's got his hair grown out and all this kind of stuff. gets paid $7 million to do a commercial for Chanel No. 5. That's actually, I'm driving the other day, my wife calls me, she said, are they really paying this guy $7 million to be the spokesperson for Chanel No. 5, and can that really be money that they can get back? And I told her I thought so, because most folks who use Chanel No. 5 are probably 50-plus, certainly 40-plus. So they probably want to start trying to build a younger demographic.
Probably.
By using Brad Pitt?
Well, they're okay. Now, see, now that's the next thing then. So you think that would not work? You think it needs to be somebody else?
Well, but I'm not huge on TV anyway. I only watched Hulu for the first time this weekend.
Oh, did you? How was that for you?
Oh, I was watching a program you've probably heard of before.
Oh, Star Trek?
No.
Oh. Baby, if you've ever wondered, what, WKRP?
Yes!
I had never even heard of that show. Anyway.
Really?
I was trying to get in touch with my...
radio roots?
Yeah. So, well, anyway. But yeah, no, Brad Pitt, I don't know about that choice.
Okay. Well, that's... And again, he got parodied on Saturday Night Live for it. So we'll... We'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, in the commercial, was he wearing it, or was he with women?
No,
who were
I saw the commercial last week. No, it's a black and white commercial, and he's just kind of standing there, and he talks and doesn't say Chanel No. 5 on camera. You know, he just talks about, I don't know, being or some kind of garbage.
Being?
You
know, what?
Being.
No, I'm just
being.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Just
and then,
teasing.
Then they show the label, and then he says Chanel No. 5 or something. But again.
Is it like Chanel No. 5?
Yeah. No, he says Chanel No. 5 just normally, but it is. It's just, it's weird. It's just weird. Well,
that was a Hanson song.
Now, how many episodes of WKRP did you watch?
Oh, about 14.
Okay. All right. So.
All I have to say is, thank God we have Ben Downs and not Arthur Carlson.
Oh, well, you know, that's Mr. Carlson. That's,
as long as Ben doesn't say, yeah, this year for Thanksgiving, we're going to drop 20 live turkeys from a plane.
Did you get to see that one?
I did.
That is God is my witness, yeah. I thought turkeys could fly.
Yeah. But also Frank, who plays the salesperson.
Yeah, Herb.
Herb Tarlick, yeah.
I sort of felt like I was every single one of those people. What? It was really strange.
Now you're Bailey Quarters.
There are,
well, I don't know. I feel a little bit like Les Nesman.
There
times.
Are, okay, well, you have to wear a Band-Aid then every day.
I have a Band-Aid today.
Oh, do you? Okay, we'll see. All right, you're doing your part. But, yeah, that was a very interesting show, and there were certainly similarities in there I could see. I mean, there were parts of that were really too true to be funny.
Yeah, I think you're Dr. Johnny Fever.
Yeah, and, you know, there were some of those folks around.
He falls asleep all the time.
Well, yeah,
I feel.
As a matter of fact, we had one of those, yeah. We had a guy named Tony Cornett who worked here, and Tony went on to be a news anchor, and Tony's claim to fame while working for us was that he fell asleep while he was on the air. So, yeah, that really did happen, and he's not in the market, so I can tell that on him.